Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
Today's audio blog is the audio of a video I shared today. If you would like to watch the video, or if you'd like to check out some related sources, take a look at the show notes.
Now, in the Bible, there are a lot of prayers in here that theologians would call them imprecatory prayers. Imprecatory, that's the big word. My word would be get 'em God prayers, okay? That's where you're saying, listen to one of David's. Break the teeth in their mouth, O God. Tear out, O Lord, the fangs of the lions. Let them vanish like water that flows away. When they draw the bow, let their arrows be blunted like a slug melting away as it moves along. Like a stillborn child, may they not see the sun. David prayed that prayer. But here's what we got to notice. This prayer was for God's ears only. When you go back in the historical records, you will never find David saying this to his slanderers or even to his friends that are around him. Did you hear what that guy said to me? Yeah, I want his teeth knocked out of his mouth. We never see David saying that to anybody else. He only says it in God's presence. He had to get it out somewhere. It's kind of like, you know, you watch an old Western movie and one of the cowboys gets bit by a snake, rattlesnake, and he gets that venom in there. And one of his friends takes the knife, you know, cuts it and starts, you know, sucking that poison out and spitting it out. That's kind of what David's doing here. Wow, this poison is in me. I've heard their words and it's gone down. I got to get it out. And so he does it in God's presence. He does it in God's presence. Okay, these are words for God's ears only. Okay, now we can't stay there. Can't stay there, friends. Again, we're going to follow the example of Jesus. So we have to take our pain into God's presence. But the third thing that we have to do is we have to learn to pray for our slanderers. Imprecatory prayers are praying against our slanderers. God, get them. Rip their teeth out of their mouth. Okay, that's a prayer against them, but you can't stay there. That's a prayer that is vital, but it's not where we want to stay. Because if we do that, then what we usually end up doing is camping out watching. Okay, God, I'm waiting. I prayed for their teeth to get kicked out. Come on. And our focus is now where? On them, not on God. If we're focusing on our slanderer, we're not focusing on our God. And we have to learn to switch this prayer. We have to learn to pray for them. What about Jesus? Hanging on the cross. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. And that's not just for Jesus, because he said to us, bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now. To order, go to CraigTOwens.com.